Hi, I'm Mallory Campbell, certified master coach, here to show women how to become the fully activated, sovereign quantum queens of their own life. And welcome to my podcast, Permission to Activate. On this show, you'll learn how to reclaim your true identity, shed the self-limiting beliefs standing in your way, do the work, and step into becoming a fully embodied woman changing the world. It starts with giving yourself permission. Permission to be imperfect, to own your brilliance, to not have all the answers, to be more than a wife or a mom, to let go of negative energy and sometimes people, to shine more brightly, all to support you activating into who you truly are. Are you ready to paint your vision for an authentic life on your terms and finally fully embody it? You have permission. Let's activate. Welcome back to the Permission to Activate podcast. So excited you're here. I love today's episode. It's going to be awesome because I have been told and have felt like this for, I don't want to say the majority of my life, but for quite some time. If anyone has ever told you you are too much, you're not. You're just waking up. You're becoming more of who you are, more authentic, owning your voice. Maybe you're shedding some old beliefs. And sometimes it can be really challenging for the people around you to understand, to support it, to agree. And they don't really have to do any of those things. Nobody has to agree, right? As long as you are living in alignment with yourself and not harming anybody in the process, this is all a part of the journey. But it can feel like a lot, right? This episode is so needed. I was talking a little bit about some of the things that we're going to get to in this episode on Instagram over the last couple weeks, just kind of dropping a couple things in captions and reels and, you know, all of the social media world. But I feel like for a good chunk of my life, I have believed this belief about myself. I have bought into the narrative and, you know, it can get really easy to get sucked down that hole of feeling like being too much. You feel like you look too much. You're showing up too big. You're owning your voice too much. So I would just hold it back. I'd scale it down and just kind of, you know, do my own thing. And that's okay if that's, you know, some seasons and moments require that. But the truth is that especially as women, we aren't too much. We're just stepping into the fullest expression, and that can feel disruptive to the world, right? When someone is in their most authentic self, it can trigger a lot of people. Maybe you felt this, maybe you've been on the other side of it, that when people are starting to wake up and really, you know, and this isn't malicious or, you know, intentional to have this feeling, but maybe you follow somebody online, right? And they're really doing some big, deep work and they start to emerge and they start to change and you're like, whoa, like this is a lot, right? That's just someone stepping into their power. If it's authentic, right? There's a lot of things that happen on social media that are, you know, it's social media. Not everything you see on there is real. A big chunk of it isn't real, right? But you can feel triggered in a lot of different areas of your life. Maybe this is a family member, a friend. And really coming from this episode, I'm talking more about you to step into this energy, to really allow yourself to feel what it's like to be fully expressed and to use your voice. So where is it coming from? And that's something I've had to sit with for a long time. This is a big part of my own healing journey and the work that I've been doing is where is this even coming from? Where in my life can I kind of backtrack where the root of this belief happens? And for me, it sits a lot in my center for personal power, my solar plexus. It's funny. The other day we were talking to our now 11-year-old and he was talking. He's like, oh no, I just feel something here in my solar plexus. And we're like, all right, man. Like, yes, I'm so excited you know what that is, right? And that's where it's right underneath your rib cage, kind of above your belly button. Yellow is the color for that center, and that's your personal power. And when I'm doing a lot of big energy work, I can feel it come up in that space, right? Because it was taking some of my own power away, subscribing to other people's, what they want to put on me, how I think I should show up, how they think I should show up, right? We've kind of been conditioned in society to have this good girl, and I say that in quotation marks, this narrative, right? And it can feel heavy sometimes, because society has really conditioned a lot of us to feel small, to play small, to be agreeable, to be nice, to be, you can kind of go back farther as a young child or as a little girl, right? You've maybe heard this quote of like, little girls should be seen and not heard, right? Sit nicely in the corner and play. Like when I was younger, I didn't know how to express my emotions. I cried, of course. You're kids, you cry. But I didn't know how to process it or feel it or identify it. So I would just be emotional or cry about something. I would go to my room, just be like, get over it, right? Because I didn't have, yes, I had parents growing up. But it was, you know, everyone has their own story and their own childhood. And I didn't feel like I had as much like of that empathetic witness to really process emotions, because a big chunk of that generation, and this is not a blanket statement for everybody, but some of that generation, being my parents' generation, maybe your parents' generation, they weren't taught any of those things. So how are they going to teach it to us, right? Like, we're in this whole new wave, this whole new era of waking up and uncovering things and peeling back layers. It's a whole new world. And if you're listening to this podcast right now, like, you're in it. You're a part of the collective awakening of what's happening in society right now. And especially, well, for men and women alike, the same but different, right? Like, we have our own responsibilities and what we were set out here to do, our own soul contracts, and how to step more into our feminine, but still allow that masculine to come in and lead, right? There's a lot of duality and dynamic there that we can unpack in a different episode, but we're collectively the same yet different, right? When I look at my husband and I, he set out on his own journey, his own soul contract, to lead the way he is meant to lead, right? As a wife, as a woman, yes, I lead in a lot of areas of my life, but I'm also allowing him to lead me. And that took years worth of both of our own work to be able to get to that place. Because in the past, we would like butt heads almost, like two people wanting to lead or be in charge. And it's like there is no ebb and flow there. And that's where a lot of friction can come in marriages and relationships. And it's like, you know, people joke about like, oh, well, he or she wears the pants in the family. It's like, I don't want to wear the pants in my family. I wear pants in my family, but I don't want to quote unquote wear the pants. You know what I mean? Like, sometimes I don't like to wear, I mean, we all don't like to wear pants, right? If you're home and hanging out, like, yeah, put on a big t-shirt. I was listening to something the other day. They were calling it like being like Winnie the Pooh. You know what I mean? Like, because he doesn't really wear pants. He just has his t-shirt. That's a vibe. I don't do that when my kids are home. Of course, I have two boys. But okay, I digress. Getting out of this narrative, right? So I allow myself from going internally and really working on some of these belief systems that it's safe to be led. And still, my nervous system reacts instantly. And I can tell in my body when something is off or I'm being triggered or activated. And it's like, ooh, I don't know if it's safe. Yes, I am safe. I'm safe in my home, like in all of those areas. My nervous system, however, you see those memes out there. It's like my nervous system doesn't know if I'm being chased by a bear or if I'm getting an email in my email box and I have to respond within 5 minutes, right? Like, we are not programmed that way. So our physical body, how we are coded, how our DNA sits in our body and runs, we're not programmed for that. We're programmed for a bear attack or a saber-toothed tiger, right, to be coming and chasing us. And we have to logically know the difference and then rewire our brains and our systems to understand that we are not physically in danger when an email comes into our email box or somebody wants to make a dinner reservation for you and you're like, oh, no, I'm going to do it, right? Because we love control. Put yourself in that situation for a second. If you're married or in a relationship and your partner, maybe somebody that you're dating, is like, I'm going to make the reservation. Think of how that would sit and feel in your system. Are you automatically triggered of like, oh, no, I'm just going to do it myself. Ugh, I want all the control. Or am I going to, this is like a really good practice to kind of dip a toe and see what it feels like to allow somebody to lead you if they are a safe person and a safe partner, right? Hopefully that makes sense. Okay, we got a little bit off topic. All right. So stepping outside of that can feel a little uncomfortable, but it's so necessary to start reprogramming that story of being like the people-pleasing tendencies that we're trying to, we're not you know, we're not trying to change or maybe you are trying to change yourself completely and that's fine. I'm here for that too. Like do what we need to do, right? We're trying to rewire some of these stories and these belief systems that are built up in our bodies that we're physically responding to. And so many of us, myself included, this has just become normal. This is a part of who we are, right? Until we realize we don't want to react and respond that way anymore. So we're really playing with the nervous system here. And when we expand our old wounds, like I was talking about, fear of abandonment, fear of judgment, whatever, they start to come up, right? When you think about sharing a thought or using your voice or making a post that might activate somebody, what does it do in your system? What does it do in your system when you have to say no to a plan or you can't come to something, right? Does your body automatically kick into wanting to over-explain, wanting to write a whole paragraph of why you can't go, right? It's a lot. And when we start getting into this playing in the realm of this authenticity that we're trying to really embody, it can feel really scary. And it's normal because we weren't taught these systems and behaviors. We just, at least I'll speak for myself and a lot of the women that are in my containers and coaching and all of mentorship and retreats, many of us hold that same story. And it's when, you know, I start to share, another woman in the group starts to share, and it's like you can hear a collective breath of like, oh my gosh, it's not just me alone that is experiencing this. Like this is so many of us, women especially. So if you can go back and look, I could write a book about it, about moments in my life that I have felt like I have been too much, too loud, to this, to that, right? And you can take this down to things that you wear, things that you post, right? Things that you say and share. And it can be like a mind fuck sometimes. It really can, because that can hinder your full self-expression. And when you get a taste of what it feels like to step into that, it's very exciting and liberating and freeing. But also it can create a whole lot of stuff that comes up in your physical body that you start to second guess yourself. I've had so many stories of my own that I've had to work through this. Lots of clients who have come into my containers who have been actively working through these stories and beliefs. And it is amazing when we can start to see the light on the other side. Because people, they will feel triggered, activated. They may start to distance themselves. They may also be inspired. My husband has to remind me of this all the time. He's like, because, you know, my brain personally is like, oh my God, it's going to be the end of the world. This is the worst life situation ever and blah, blah, blah. He's like, but what if it worked out? Like I have to be reminded of that often because I teach on that. And when I'm embodied and in my power, I can access that. When I am not, and I'm constantly going back and forth from this dance, it's exhausting. It's exhausting, right? So what is it going to take for us, for me, for you, to actually allow ourselves to go there? Permission to be a little bit messy, permission to not know the outcome of what that's actually going to look like. And that, ooh, baby, like that might be creating some stuff in your body right now, right? So how can you start to fully own your expression? Like the permission to be seen, right? This is the permission to activate podcast. What would that actually look like? There's a couple things we can do. We talk about affirmations all of the time. Yes, they work, but if we're only going through the motions and not actually working with the energy behind it, it's going to be really frustrating. So you can do mirror activation affirmations. That's something that you can practice, right? Literally standing in front of a mirror, making eye contact with yourself. And first and foremost, before I go any farther, if that, right, we all look in the mirror every day when you're brushing your teeth and doing your makeup, brushing your hair, whatever you're doing, right? It's second nature. It's like autopilot. But if you're actually to take 30 seconds to look at yourself in the eyes, make direct contact in a mirror, how does that make you feel? Like, is that a little uncomfy for you? And if it is, start with that. If you're like, no girl, like I gaze at myself all the time. Great. Okay. Let's continue. We can add in some affirmations I am safe to take up space. I don't shrink for anyone. Things like, the world needs my full expression, right? Think of how many people, including yourself, you can serve if you were to actually embody that. Notice where the resistance, if there is any, starting to come up in your body if you're doing this practice, and simply breathe through it. And the biggest key here, at least for me, is to do your best to remove any judgment that comes with it. Because automatically, especially as women, when we're looking in the mirror, we want to pick apart every little thing we see. It reminds me of Mean Girls, right? Where it's like, my pores are huge. Like, you know what I mean? That's not what we're doing here. We're not looking at ourselves being like, okay, what can I rip apart right now? And I want to, like, you know, exfoliate my nose and these blackheads and all of the parts of ourselves. I need to go to the gym more. You're not drinking enough water. It's like, okay, great. We can do all of those things. But this is not the point of this practice. This is just to make eye contact with yourself. Repeat, say, think of any prompts, any affirmations, anything you want to say. And see what it feels like. And if resistance comes up, breathe through it and then move on. Okay. Journaling always is something, you know, I send them out weekly in my Sunday inner circle energy drops, which I love. I love this week. If you got the email and didn't read through it fully, go back and read Sunday's email because I'm asking for feedback on some things that are coming up in this world and in this community. I would love your feedback, okay? And if you're not on the email list, I will link it in the show notes. And you can also just go to my Instagram and click the drop down menu. It's absolutely free. I send one email a week. You're going to be getting a couple more here coming soon, which I'm really excited for, okay? Journal, yes, like I said, where have you been holding back your truth? And how can you express yourself more fully today? And that can be so simple. The simple things we often overlook and we often forget. What item of clothing, accessory, lip color, right? These are all the physical things, but let's start small. Can you start to do today that feels more authentic to you? Like if I put on a certain piece of jewelry or a necklace or something that I'm like, ooh, this is really how I want to express myself today. Yes. And you can take it into social media. If you've been holding back on posting and sharing or whatever, use that. Share something today feels really authentic to yourself, removing judgment or what other people are going to think about you, and just see how it feels in your body. Breathe through it when you go to press post. Somatic movement, dance, expression, put on a song that makes you feel really good. Do it while you're driving in the car, in the kitchen making dinner, whatever. Take it a step farther. Add some movement, okay? Dance, move, stretch, be big, be expansive, be unapologetic. Maybe just tap your foot. Maybe that's enough for you. And you're like, oh yeah, this foot tap feels real good, right? Like, it doesn't matter as long as it feels good to you. I love a good shake when I'm doing some movement practices, like literally deep breaths and just shaking my arms, my legs, my neck, my body, and just removing what energy feels like it's stuck. Yes. You can use your voice as well. That's another one that I love to practice. I'll do this in my car a lot, taking a deep breath and just letting out an audible sound. It doesn't have to be like a high-pitched note. It can be a hum. It can be a sigh. It can be a breath, whatever. You can say your name. You can scream. It doesn't matter, right? And if you're feeling some resistance, just start with a little whisper, okay? Just start there. We can start wherever it feels comfortable for you to start, okay? These are a couple practices that you can use to really start to embody this, really start to see what it feels like, okay? You can use this in everyday tangible things too, right? You can send a voice note instead of sending a physical text message through the phone, right? Like, use your voice, see how that feels, express your gratitude, removing a little bit of that fear of sounding or being too much. Maybe there's a friend you haven't reached out to in a while and you're like, oh, no, she's too busy. Like, and I will take a note from this too. Like, she doesn't want to hear from me. Like, what do I have to offer her? Like, I'm just being a bother. Remove that for a moment and send a text, because who doesn't love to get a text that's just like, I'm thinking about you. Hope you're doing great today. Like, easy, right? So these things can be very micro and very small. And we talk about this on like every single podcast, I feel like, are these little moments to get closer to this embodiment. Okay. So remember, you are not too much. You're just waking up. This is an invitation to step into your power. Where can you express yourself more fully this week? And I would love to know if you have a story or a moment in your life and you're like, I want to use my voice or I want to share this with somebody, share it with me. Go over to Instagram at Mallory Campbell. Send me a DM. Send me a story. Drop me a line, right? Whatever it might be, I would love to hear it because I love hearing these things and being able to connect with more women. That's what I love to do. That's why I do what I do. Okay. And if you're looking to go one step farther and you're local in Metro Detroit, join me at the next Mind Body Breath Workshop. We're back at Ohana. Okay. This is open to everybody, women only. It's a 90-minute breath work embodiment workshop. You get to lay down for most of it. We do move around a little bit, but it's nothing crazy. Okay. You come dressed in comfy clothes, you bring a pillow, you bring a blanket, we lay down, we breathe, we move, we activate. It is such a beautiful practice. Oh my gosh, I would love for you to be there, especially if you've never done one before and you're like, I've been waiting or I haven't, you know, my schedule has not allowed it, whatever it might be. I would love for you to be there. And I just made an Instagram post and I was like, this is the closest thing. This is like a legal high, right? Like this is it. You will feel like a new person when you leave this workshop. I can guarantee that. You will feel lighter. You will feel more activated. You will feel more embodied. You will feel ready to take that next step even more into your authentic power. Okay. That's all I have for you guys today. And I will see you next week. Hey, Quantum Queen, thanks so much for listening to today's episode. If you love this show, please make sure you've subscribed and that you've left us a rating and review. It helps get the show out to more activated women just like yourself. And if you really want to continue the conversation outside of the podcast, come find me over on Instagram at Mallory Campbell and make sure you're following the show at Permission to Activate. And if you really want to go deeper, head on over to themallorycampbell.com and subscribe to my email list where I share weekly energy drops right to your inbox every Sunday. See you on the next episode of the Permission to Activate podcast.